This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a parrot that's getting popular on the internet because, well, he's able to sing along to some pretty cool songs.
People love parrots.
Yeah, they do.
I feel like every month we have a video or audio of a parrot doing something.
Yeah, well, my favorite, of course, is the Matthew McConaughey parrot. He's still my favorite.
He's mine, too.
I think my favorite is the parrot having sex.
Oh, really?
Personally.
There's a shock that that's your favorite.
Well, he's not really having sex. He's making fun of his owner.
Yeah.
And mimicking, I would imagine, the lady in the situation. Sounds like.
Hey, look, she's the greatest owner in the world. She's having a great life.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, my gosh, it's not everybody that can get, you know, get brought to that level.
But it depends on the day. Some days I think I lean towards McConaughey. Some days I lean towards Sex Parrot.
And some days it seems like McConaughey's involved with that parrot. And that's what I love about that. Yeah, do that to me.
And then the turtle jumps in.
Well, the turtle's got to come in. I mean, let's see. She asked for the devil's threesome, and she got it. Matthew McConaughey and a turtle.
Wow.
Oh, now we got to force them in there. Wow. These turtles, man. They're slow, but once they get there, they get the job done. Okay.
What the heck?
What's happening? Oh, there we go. There's Michael. Well,
yeah, that he's really slow. You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
All right. What about parrots?
We've got a new one to add to the list.
Oh, boy.
This is Tico the parrot, and Tico can sing, man. And here's Tico singing along to Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, boy. There you go. Good morning.
Pretty cool. Wow.
Oh, God.
Hey, Robert Plant, we find your replacement.
Right? Robert doesn't want to sing these songs. Well, Tico does.
Good old Tico.
Look at Tico. That's a big-ass parrot.
Yeah, he's huge.
Tico, the big-ass parrot.
You do not want to piss that parrot off. Wow. Here's Tico singing Patience by GNR.
Oh, boy.
You sure that was an accent?
Sounds like Axel. Well, especially during like that that rough patch that Axel was going through.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. I can't tell the two apart. I really can't.
I love that the person who posted these, though, they apparently don't. I don't know. Maybe they're just spelling's not their best suit because they called it patience, like hospital patients.
Oh.
Although maybe that's what you need to do after hearing that song.
Yeah, maybe you do.
Well, bottom line is this. He's a very talented parrot.
Do you think that parrot would be up for a duet with Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, let's hear. I bet he would be.
Which song should I think we should do Stairway to Heaven. Okay. That seemed like the best one.
Come on, Tico.
I mean, it also puts you in the mood, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the turtles like it. I mean, after all, the turtles
like
were.
Turtles.
They were. Okay, I don't know if we should bring that kid into it.
Well, he always has something to say.
Yeah, the Turtles were a rock band, so I mean, it makes sense that they would be really excited over rock music. Right?
How does Robert Plant feel about that video, I wonder?
I don't think he's aware of it.
I wish someone would tell him. He's got to have one friend. If I was Robert Plant's friend, which would be really weird in the first place, I would send him that video immediately.
Do you think he's got a friend like you?
He's got to.
Because everyone's got that one, you know, friend that's like, hey,
that
here's the latest meme, and here's the latest, you know what I mean? There's like the guy that's always sending the jokey stuff.
Well, it wouldn't even, it's just like, hey, dude, have you seen a parrot is covering your song?
Oh,
that's freaking cool.
All right, you're that kind of, rather than the friend that just sends every stupid thing going, this is funny, this is funny.
Oh, no, I would, but I mean, if it pertains to, like, look, if all of a sudden I come across somebody who's like, look, check out my parrot, it does a great BJ Shea impression. And it's just like and it's talking like you. I'd film that and send that to you. I'd break all of your social media texting rules that you have to get that to you immediately.
I suppose, yeah. Like Matthew McConaughey probably wanted to know about his parrot.
That to me is next level.
Yeah. All right.
If
I'll give
you a parrot is impersonating you.
Okay.
Well, I want so deserve a BJ. I don't know.
That's a great impression. Wow. Wow. That's a great impression of a parrot doing an impression of me. That's talent.
So I said, screw work. This is why I wake up in the morning.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, that's why I wake up in the morning.
You guys went off the rails in record time.
Thank you. There you go.
Blame the parrot.
That is the parrot's fault. All right. Well, if you think that was weird, how about Washington State has become the first state to ever do something that's really, really weird? And Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Beacon Heating. Oh, Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical, of
That's
course.
It.
Yeah.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Today, a very special day. Today, just be aware that there are penguins amongst us.
Ooh.
Because today is Penguin Awareness Day.
All right.
But it's also National Disc Jockey Day, and yes, it applies to the radio people, the wiki-wiki DJs on the ones and twos as well. All, yeah, just all the DJs.
All of them.
There's really only two. Maybe somebody named DJ. It's your day, Tay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
DJ Tanner.
DJ Tanner, that's right.
Hey, happy day.
Is it DJ Qualls?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good call. He's a good actor.
Great actor. Yeah, so there you go. Celebrate today's day. And this seems perfect because I think some people would think radio people are very cheesy, and today is National Cheese Lovers Day.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
That's right, damn it.
Well, I'm just looking at, like, they put out a study and a list of the most popular cheeses in each state.
Oh.
And which ones you're obsessed with. So, for instance, the number one, actually, what do you think is the number one cheese that people obsess over?
Fromunda.
Fromunda, yes. That's only in Florida and California.
There you go.
I don't know why.
That they fuss over?
That they just obsess over.
How about cheddar?
Cheddar. Cheddar is a very good pick, but you are incorrect.
Damn it!
Yes.
All right.
What about you, Vicky? What do you think?
Parmesan.
Parmesan.
Ooh, good call.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one. I do enjoy myself some Parmesan. But,
oh.
Danny.
Mozzarella.
What were you originally going to say?
Pumpkin.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
It's a new weed-infused mozzarella.
That's also true.
I'm now obsessing over that.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Rev?
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to go with the dark horse with Brie.
Brie.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, Rev? You bring that one up, which is
wrong.
But that is the most popular cheese in Washington.
Yeah. Oh, I really like that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Number one. People? Yeah, people love Brie.
All right. Well, Rev's he's the atypical Brie lover.
I honestly don't think anyone would have guessed this. I don't even consider it a cheese. To me, it's just more like I guess it's a queso.
It's a way to prepare cheese.
Right. That's what I thought.
Because you could do different kinds of queso, like white queso, orange queso.
But I don't feel like
that's like an actual cheese.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's just like a melted cheese.
Use different kinds of cheese.
It's like a drizzle.
Yeah, do they know how to even do a survey?
No.
Well, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, North Carolina, and Oklahoma all said that queso is their favorite cheese.
Well, I don't want to say a lot of those are in the South, and maybe they need to go back to school.
Well, what about Maryland? Huh, the Ted Smith? What's up with that?
Well, there you go. I think we said it all.
After that is then cream cheese is number two, Swiss cheese number three, and Velveeta.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number four.
Yeah, Velveeta.
I do love Velveeta.
Who doesn't, right?
Liquid gold.
Yep. It really is. It's fantastic. All right, enjoy your cheese, your DJs, and your penguins today.
Yeah.
Man, I remember this story, but then I forgot about it. And then today is a reminder of just how strange Washington State can be, not just because Brie is our favorite cheese, but also we are now officially the first state that is composting human beings.
Awesome.
Oh,
whoa.
Nice.
Back in 2019, we became the first state to approve composting as an alternative to burying or cremating human remains. Now there are three licensed facilities that have started the process, and they're composting humans on their property. I understand. It just sounds very serial killer-esque.
Yeah.
Well, one of them, the guy named is Walt Patrick. He's one of the workers, and he slowly rolls a giant wooden spool-shaped cradle back and forth to compost the area. And well, here he is talking about how the human body is being returned to the land.
Compost has to be turned to make the compost because the organisms will consume the oxygen that's around them, and then they need more oxygen or else they'll go into the methane production. Periodically, we have to rotate the compost pile just like any other compost pile.
I don't know if I could do that as a job.
Wow.
So they're literally turning in their graves.
Ah, yeah. With no grave. And I guess methane's important. So, Rev, you're a perfect candidate for this.
Nice.
A lot of gas. Hey, yo.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if, like, you know, 50 to 100 years from now, they won't bury people or cremate them anymore because it's not good for the environment. They'd run out of space, and they think composting's the only way to go.
Well, we know on our station, there's one man that would definitely agree and volunteer to do this. You know, maybe all of us are debating if we want to be buried, we want to be cremated, but of everyone on our radio station from morning to night, who do you think that person would be?
D. Ted Smith.
Wrong.
Come on, BJ.
All right.
Ryan.
Thank you.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. Ryan is the compost. He's compost crazy.
He yells at us.
He does.
Oh, he's okay.
Like, Steve, where are you throwing that out? Did you just put that in the trash? That's compostable?
That's it. Yeah, that's the word.
That could be put in the compost bin.
I totally forgot all about Ryan. So I really thought someone's already agreed to do this. You're just suppositioning if anybody would do it, it'd be Ryan. Okay, that makes sense. I really thought that somebody was like already on board. For some reason, I thought, you know, Ted's ready to go. Ted's ready to be composted.
Especially if I start the question with, if someone on our station was going to do it, who would it be?
Yeah, I totally misheard you. I thought that's somebody already agreed.
You know what, BJ? You can check out and play your lottery because today is a very important day.
I already gave Joe the money.
Man, oh man.
Woo!
Mega Millions is 970 million is the jackpot right now.
See, this is why we didn't win last week or a couple weeks ago.
Building it up.
We wanted to get this one.
Powerball is at 730 million.
Whoa.
But you know what? I think I'm going to play the lotto because the lotto itself, 2.6 million. I feel like my chances are better.
Yeah, no one's playing that tonight.
No.
Yeah.
Only losers.
Yeah.
Who wants to win 2.6 million?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
What's that? It's like 1.3 million if you cash it out.
Oh, man, you're a loser.
Yeah, I'd rather do the Mega Millions. You cash that 970 million out, you get $716 million.
What are you going to do with that?
I'll buy myself a new Bronco.
Nice. A new Bronco, OJ,
my wife was like, what would you purchase? What would be like your big purchase? I'm like, a Bronco, one of those new ones. She's like, Of all the cars? That's the one you want to go with. I'm like, yes, a white one, and I'm naming it Al.
Okay.
I thought this was a cool story. It's involving in the world of football. You know, obviously the Browns played and lost over the weekend in the playoffs. But they played the Kansas City Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes got a concussion, had to leave the game.
Yeah.
Obviously a freaky thing and a scary thing for anybody, especially Patrick Mahomes' mom, who went on Twitter and started going off on the player, the linebacker Mac Wilson from the Browns.
Ooh.
She called him evil. So she goes on Twitter and says, number 51, Wilson, that's some trash football, leading with the helmet, pulling his head and pushing his helmet. Why are you not thrown out? Come on, NFL. 51, evil never wins. Love my Chiefs. So you, I got to give props to Mac Wilson. He saw the tweet because she put it out there, and he responded in a really cool way.
Really?
He's just like, hey, no, just love, he goes, no disrespect, Mom. I'm just playing hard. It's a dangerous game we play, and we take a risk every time we step foot on the field. I'm happy that Pat is okay, but mind you, I've never been a dirty player. I just want to win and be great like your son.
That's a nice response.
And she came back and said, thanks. I know every player is playing hard. This mama bear is just having a hard time watching it. It hurt me as a parent. That's all. I appreciate your kind words. And then him and Patrick Mahomes had a conversation, too. I wonder if Patrick's like, Mom, can you get off Twitter? Stop calling out other players. You're making me look kind of bad.
Mom, there's a great life example right there, because obviously she was more just pissed about her kid and reacting in the moment, which is what Twitter allows you to do. You don't think before you speak, if you will. And usually a cooler head has someone go, oh, thanks. Like, she ends up being cool.
Oh, yeah. I think everything was handled great. I mean, and also Mac easily could have been like, screw you.
You think that would happen a lot more if, like, somebody just responded to a hate tweet and nice, and more people go, oh, all right, I guess I wasn't being it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think you have to look past whatever the tone is, because someone's maybe coming from an emotional spot and just respond, you know, without anger in return.
You mean like all of 2020, Steve? Pretty much everybody's in that state.
I thought everybody handled 2020 just fine. I don't know what websites you're reading.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
All right, well, let's talk about weather. It's going to be 45 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today, and that's the major report, and that's what's up.
It is a colder start, though, man.
Yeah,
it is getting, it's colder in the morning. Like, I had to put my winter jacket on for the first time yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's getting a little nippy out.
Yeah, it's getting a little nippy out there.
Oh, quick cheap plug. It's on my Twitter, but if you just go to New Day Northwest, I was on New Day Northwest yesterday with Taryn Daly. We were a part of a trivia battle. Along with Amity Idrisi, who's the new host of New Day Northwest.
Oh, hi, Amity.
Yep, and Felix Bunnell from Cairo.
Felix is wicked smart.
Felix is such a cool dude, and he was the host.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, it's good that he was the host, because I think we had to play against him one time, and he's wicked smart.
I know, when I saw he was on it, like we did it all on Zoom, and I didn't know how it was going to be done. I just knew it was a trivia game. And I saw Felix, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, here
That's
we
like
go.
Bringing in Ken Jennings.
Exactly.
I was like, you have, no, we're not doing it. It was like American history.
Oh, forget it.
Thankfully, it was like weird American history, so I was able to get a couple correct.
All right, good job, buddy.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you do as proud.
Actually, the one question I got right that they all were really shocked by, I'm positive. The only reason why I know is because of Beat Migs.
Oh, really?
The question was like, what's the very first American soft drink ever created?
Oh, and you knew this.
And Rev, I believe you've asked that question before.
I think so. Was it Dr. Pepper?
Yes.
That's the one.
Yeah, nice.
I think it's Dr. Pepper. And the look on everyone's face, like, oh boy. Because I was the first question they asked me, like, we have a ringer.
Yeah.
And then I I joked. I said I turned into the Seahawks in the second half of the season.
Oh,
I started off strong. They were letting me cook, and then I fizzled.
Let Stevie cook, and they let him cook right away into a disaster.
Amity, a very, very aggressive, competitive person when it comes to anything, she says. Oh, and she was, and she ended up winning. Spoiler alert.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right, so what you're saying is that Amity, if we ever have to go against her, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, she'll mess around.
Because Margaret Larson was good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right. I mean, you know, I want Amity on my team. Is that okay?
Yeah, there we are.
All right. And Taryn, of course, the birthday girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
And when we actually recorded it, so when it was being done, it was in the middle of the power outage. So Taryn did not have any power at her place.
Oh, no.
So, like, she has, like, it's like a random little lamp that's basically keeping her illuminated in the thing. Like, the behind-the-scenes stuff was kind of funny.
Oh,
because
that
she's
is
like,
funny.
Yeah, I have no power right now.
Oh, that's right. Because, yeah, Taryn got hit hard with that. Oh, it's very cool.
It was a good time. So you can, I put up on my Twitter, and it's on KSW's Twitter as well. You can watch it.
Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All righty then.
It's a new day.
It is. With Amity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, even though he was a winner, sort of, on New Day Northwest, he did get this one wrong.
How many quarts are in a gallon?
How many quarts? I don't know. 16.
No.
2.
No.
6.
No.
9.
No.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a proud question for you.
I'm glad they didn't ask that question.
Yeah. We were looking for 4, sir. If you want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Pete Miggs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.